All right. All about the use and care of your Frigidaire dehumidifier. Selecting a location. Dehumidifier must be operated in an enclosed area to be most effective. Close all doors, windows, and other outside openings to the room. The effectiveness of the dehumidifier depends on the rate at which new moisture-laden air enters the room. Place dehumidifier in a location that does not restrict airflow through the front of the unit or out of the louvers on the left side of cabinet. A dehumidifier operating in a basement will have little or no effect in drying an adjacent enclosed storage area, such as a closet, unless there is adequate circulation of air in and out of the area. It may be necessary to install a second dehumidifier in the enclosed area for satisfactory drying. The dehumidifier must be installed on a level floor that will support it with a full bucket of water. There should be a minimum of 12 inches clearance around the dehumidifier. When the unit is started, the fan begins to pull moisture-laden air across the dehumidifying coils. The coils condense or draw moisture from the air, and air flows through the top louvers into the room as dry, warm air. Moisture removed from air is collected in a bucket on the front of the dehumidifier. The unit is designed to operate between 41 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 5 degrees Celsius, and 96 degrees Fahrenheit, 35 degrees Celsius. The unit will not work properly if the temperature is out of this temperature range, or the performance of the unit will fail greatly. The compressor circuit has an automatic 3-minute time delayed start if the unit is turned off and on quickly. This prevents overheating of the compressor and possible circuit breaker tripping. Make sure the tank is fitted correctly. Otherwise, the unit will not turn on. Normal sounds. Sound of rushing air. At the top of the unit, you may hear the sound of rushing air being moved by the fan. Dripping sound. The sound of dripping water may be heard during the dehumidification cycle. Gurgle or hiss. Gurgling or hissing noise may be heard due to refrigerant passing through evaporator during normal operation. High-pitched chatter. Today's high-efficiency compressors may have a high-pitched chatter during the dehumidification cycle. Allow the unit to reach room temperature before operating. To begin operating the dehumidifier, follow these steps. Note, the unit must be upright for 1 hour prior to operating. Plug the power cord into a properly grounded 115 volt AC outlet. The bucket full light is on, remove the bucket and reinstall to reset the float switch. To turn the unit on, press the on-off button. The unit will run in the factory setting of continuous and high fan speed. In the continuous mode, the unit will only display CO, not the room humidity. It is recommended you leave the unit running in the continuous setting for the first 3 or 4 days until the sweating and dampness odors have stopped. After a few days, when the relative humidity has declined, press the humidity up or down buttons to choose a value between 35 to 85%. So the room is kept at a comfortable humidity. Pressing the up or down buttons will change the humidity selection in 5% increments. After you have set the desired humidity, the readout will display the actual room humidity. If at any time you want to return to the continuous mode, pressing the humidity down button will lower the relative humidity through the 5% increments until the display reads CO. You can also use the fan speed button to change the fan speed to high or low. The indicator light will show the setting you have selected. Higher fan speed will result in quicker moisture removal. The clean filter light will illuminate after 250 hours of operation. At this time, refer to the care and cleaning section to remove and clean the filter. Once the filter has been cleaned and replaced, simply press the filter button to extinguish the light. The timer function enables you to either delay start or delay stop the unit, and the choice from half an hour to 24 hours. If the unit is running, then selecting timer will turn the unit off in the hours that will be set, delay stop. If the unit is off, then selecting timer will turn the unit on in the hours that will be set, delay start. Timer setting. First press the timer button, then adjust timer setting by tapping or holding the up or down button to change the delay timer at half hour increments up to 10 hours. Then by 1 hour increments up to 24 hours. The control will count down the time remaining, 8, 7.5, 7, etc., until the unit either starts or stops. For the delay start, the fan speed and humidity maintained will be the same as previous setting. After timer setting finishes, pressing timer button again any time will stop the timer function. The delay start stop feature will work until the unit either starts or stops. Once that happens, the above steps have to be repeated. Okay. Before entering timer setting, make sure power is being supplied to the unit. Before entering timer setting, make sure pressing humidity up or down button sets one desired room humidity first. To shut the unit down, press the on-off button. Note, after a power outage, the unit will memorize the last setting and return the unit to the same setting once power is restored. Fault codes. If the display reads AS or ES, a sensor has failed. Contact your authorized Frigidaire Service Center. If the display reads EC, check the following operating conditions. Outlet voltage should be 115 plus or minus 10%. And the surrounding temperature should be within the range of 41 degrees Fahrenheit to 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Unplug the unit and plug it in again under normal operating conditions. If the EC code persists, contact your authorized Frigidaire Service Provider. Okay. Emptying the bucket. When the bucket is full, the unit will shut down and the bucket full indicator will illuminate. Do not move the unit at this time, otherwise water may spill onto the floor. Press sides of the bucket gently to unclip the bucket from the unit. Remove the bucket as shown in the photographs below. And empty the bucket. Warning, discard water from bucket. Water is not potable and cannot be used for drinking. Replace the empty bucket back into the unit. And once sealed correctly, the unit will start up again. You should hear a click when the bucket is in the correct position. If the bucket full light does not extinguish, check that the float is correctly snapped in place, as indicated by the diagram. Note the foam embedded under the float shown in the diagram below is a functional part which cannot be removed. Removing collected water. Continuous drainage. For continuous drainage operation, you'll need a garden hose and a drain nearby to discharge the water into. Unscrew the drain cap on the back side of the unit. Ah. insert the female threaded end of the hose. Onto the drain connector of the unit. Screw the garden hose onto the threaded portion of the drain connector. Make sure the hose is secure so there are no leaks. Drag the hose toward the drain, making sure that there are no kinks. That will stop the water flowing. Place the end of the hose into the drain. Select the desired humidity setting and fan speed on the unit for continuous draining to start. Check the seal between the hose and the drain connector. If there's a small leak, then replace the hose gasket and retighten the hose. It is recommended that a dehumidifier drain hose half inch or larger be used. Make sure there are no kinks or elevations in the hose. If the mode of continuous drainage is not chosen, the drain cap must be screwed securely to prevent leakage. Karen cleaning. Filter. Remove the filter every 2 weeks based on normal operating conditions. To remove the filter, remove the bucket, then pull filter. Pull filter downwards. Wash the filter with clean water, then dry. Reinstall the filter, then replace the bucket. Cabinet, dust cabinet with an oil-free cloth or using a damp cloth. Vacuum grill using brush attachment. Water bucket, clean bucket with warm water. And detergent. storage when the unit is not in use. Unplug and use the cord wrap shown for your model type. Before calling in for service, review the list. It may save you time and expense. The list below includes common occurrences that are not the result of defective workmanship or materials in this appliance. Dehumidifier does not operate. Solution. Wall plug disconnected. Push plug firmly into the wall. House fuse blown or circuit breaker tripped. Replace fuse with time delay type or reset circuit breaker. The dryness level you selected has been reached. Dehumidifier automatically shuts off when selected amount of moisture has been removed from the air. If you want to remove more moisture, select continuous by using the humidity button or knob. After the dehumidifier starts, reset the control to the desired setting. Bucket not installed properly. Removing collected water. Water in the bucket has reached the preset level. Dehumidifier automatically turns off. When this occurs, empty bucket and return bucket to position. Dehumidifier is not turned on. Turn unit on. Bucket, full light is on. Remove bucket. Ah, empty water. And reinstall correctly. Dehumidifier runs too much. Windows or doors? Near dehumidifier. Are open to outdoors. Close all windows or doors to outside. To be dehumidified is too large. Check with your dealer to see if capacity is adequate. Air movement through dehumidifier is blocked. Grill may be dirty. Use brush attachment of God. Use brush attachment of vacuum cleaner to clean grill. See care and cleaning. Dehumidifiers should be placed in a space that does not restrict airflow. Flowing into the rear coil or out the front grill. Dehumidifier has been installed or restarted recently. The higher the moisture in the room, the longer the dehumidifier will operate. Dehumidifier is in the continuous mode and will remain in this mode. Use the humidity button or knob to set a higher humidity level. setting's too high. Press the humidity button. Or rotate knob to a lower setting. Or choose continuous. For maximum dryness. Oh.